Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Walk in the light. 1 John 1:6. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. I have a great fear that we have given people the wrong message concerning salvation. We have propounded the idea that we are able to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and go on living a godless lifestyle. That is totally wrong. I find none of that thinking in Scripture. In fact, it is just the opposite. Today's passage is just one of many that indicate our walk must match our talk. Jesus consistently told those who had been set free from sin and disease to turn away from it and begin to walk a different walk. Now, if Jesus said that to people in his day, it still applies today. It seems that somewhere along the line we have adopted the notion that we can live like the devil and still be a child of the king. Beep! That's wrong. Can you recall when you prayed to ask the Lord to forgive your sins and come into your life? It is essential that we have walked in the light of God's Word and have personally invited Jesus to come into our heart. The exact words are not essential, but the sincerity of the invitation is critical. As we walk in the light of God's Word, our fellowship with true believers will grow sweeter as the days go by. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.